Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Temperatures are in the upper 60s right now, but it's a warm day with highs in the low 80s. I'll show you when temperatures could stay in the low 70s for highs coming up.
I'm Brad Neese live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in North Raleigh, where work continues to reopen Durant Road here after a weekend water main break. Coming up, how much longer this road will be closed and how you can get around it when you got to go to work.
And today we'll get an update on exactly when thousands of North Carolinians will get access to Medicaid, why the rollout could be challenging. We'll have that and much more coming up for you on your Monday morning. Thanks for spending it with us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along. Thanks for making us part of your routine here. 8 o'clock on our Monday work week, school week.
Yeah.
A little bit of fog out there. Mm-hmm. This is kind of an odd situation. We're going to have a nice day, warm, but Amy Wilmoth in WRL Severe Weather Center with our look right now in Clinton.
Right. I just noticed the visibility on the map dropped down to a quarter of a mile in Clinton, so I thought I'd take a look at the camera here, and you can see in the distance here, there is some low clouds, some fog here in Clinton. It's been our eastern and southeastern counties that have had the fog. This is a live look at Goldsboro. They've had some fog there as well. It looks like things are starting to improve a little bit here in Goldsboro, but the map's still showing visibility down to a quarter of a mile, both in Goldsboro and in Clinton. So we do have some patchy fog in the southeastern part of the viewing area. Everywhere else, I haven't seen any fog develop. 68 degrees is the current temperature in Raleigh and Durham, and in Fayetteville it's 69 in Rocky Mountain, 64 in Southern Pines. Hour by hour today at lunchtime, we'll have partly sunny skies. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s. It will be warm this afternoon. Our high temperature gets up to 83 degrees. The normal is 80 for this time of year, so we're a little bit above normal today. For tomorrow, temperatures are going to drop thanks to a weak cold front moving through. 76 for the high on Tuesday. The humidity and the temperature drops Wednesday. High temperatures could stay in the lower 70s. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now. We're watching traffic, and the biggest delay that I'm following right now is on the southbound side of 885 in Durham, the Durham Freeway, with congestion right around the 147 merge. A 12-minute backup now showing up from the I-85 interchange down toward I-40. Need to allow some extra time as you head through that area. If you can pick it up from TW Alexander, you'll be on the other side of those delays. Seeing about a 3-minute slowdown on the northbound side, which is not that bad, between Cornwallis and TW Alexander. Still have that crash out at Glenwood Avenue at Brownlee Drive on the northwest side of Raleigh. Still seeing some delays there on that outbound or westbound side heading toward the airport and the 540 interchange. They're clearing a crash right now from 40 westbound around the US 1 interchange between Raleigh and Cary. A little bit of a backup showing up on the sensors in that area. And in Garner, we still have that crash reported on the ramp from 70 Business westbound onto I-40 westbound. Just a little bit of a slowdown showing up on the sensors in that area. We've been watching some delays on the north side of Raleigh this morning with a section of Durant Road closed because of a weekend water main break. WRAL's Brett Neese is there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, where they are now trying to wrap up that repair.
Yeah, Brian, I'm starting to see a lot of people trying to access Durant Road because this is the time of morning when people are trying to get to work, school, and Durant Road is one of those major roads that people use here in this part of town. But you can take a look here behind me. This is all the work that's going on. I'm going to step behind the camera and zoom in down the road here on Durant Road. They made the repairs to the water main itself, and you can see that the road itself has been filled back in after those repairs, and now the work to repair the road and repave it is well underway. Take a look. This is video from over the weekend when that water main broke on Saturday, and we're working to find out whether or not it had anything to do with Tropical Storm Ophelia. We know that there was so much rainfall here in this area that could have contributed to the break itself. Also working to find out how many homes were impacted by that water main break, but at this point it is fixed, and now they're just working to reopen Durant Road. And in the meantime, though, because so many people are using this or trying to access this section of road, Brian, here this morning, what's a good alternate route for them?
Well, Brett, what you're seeing there matches up with what we're seeing on the sensors in that area, with some backups in either direction. Best alternate route to get around all this might be a combination of Honeycutt Road and Brassfield Road. That'll get you around that closed section of Durant.
Today, we will find out when Medicaid will expand for hundreds of thousands of low-income people across North Carolina. This comes just days after lawmakers agreed and approved the new budget. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live to explain what we can expect from Governor Roy Cooper this afternoon.
Yeah, Jeff, good morning. We know Medicaid expansion would have launched on October 1st if it hadn't been for the long budget negotiations over the summer. Today, Governor Roy Cooper will join the Department of Health and Human Services to announce and launch the long-awaited expansion for many North Carolinians here. On Friday, the governor did share that he will allow the budget to become law without his signature, opening up the doorways for Medicaid expansion for more than 600,000 North Carolinians. More than 200,000 of them are here in Wake County alone. I spoke with Commissioner Matt Calabria earlier this summer when the county had to add more positions to prepare for the influx of applications. He tells me the rollout could be challenging as DHHS typically has to process about 6,000 applications a month.
So adding 50,000 qualified applicants plus all those who may be applying and who aren't qualified means an additional 9 or 10 months or 11 or 12 months, depending on how many applications we get, in addition to all the normal work. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we minimize delays.
So today, Governor Cooper will announce the launch date, hopefully sharing more information about that process as well at 1 p.m. at the North Carolina Executive Mansion. Lori Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Hollywood's writers could be back soon. The Writers Guild reached a tentative agreement last night with Hollywood studios after several days of negotiations. The writers have been on strike for more than 140 days. Actors joined the picket line in July in a separate dispute. The Writers Guild says the deal still needs to be ratified by its members, and they won't return to work until that happens. But it could be as soon as tomorrow. Terms of the agreement have not been released.
Raleigh police are investigating an assault after the victim showed up at a Sheetz convenience store. This was the scene last night at the Sheetz on East Millbrook and Green Roads. Police say they're trying to get more information about what happened. It's unclear exactly where the assault may have happened. Our crew on scene saw responders loading a person into an ambulance. As of right now, there's no word on that person's condition.
Durham police are investigating a shooting that left a man hurt. The WRL breaking news tracker was on that scene Sunday afternoon on Wabash Street. Officers say the man will recover from his injuries. They have not said what led to the shooting or if there is a suspect in the case.
And a Rocky Mount police officer is recovering after being dragged by a car when a driver tried to speed away from him. This happened just after 3 Sunday morning on West Gypsy Trail. That's off NC-97 when officers approached a driver who was stopped at a stop sign. They say the driver was under the influence, and while talking to the officers, he started driving away quickly. One of the officers became trapped and was dragged for a short distance, suffering a shoulder injury. The officers got back to their cars and chased the driver, who eventually crashed into a house on West Raleigh Boulevard. Police found 2 firearms in his car. The driver, Bernard Ruth of Virginia, was charged with assault on a law enforcement officer and possession of a firearm by a felon, among other charges.
Canada's auto workers union will not go on strike. They signed a tentative 3-year agreement with Ford yesterday, raising hopes that the United Auto Workers will be able to make a deal with the car company in the U.S. The UAW strike is entering its 10th day today. Union leadership says it has made significant progress in its talks with Ford, but it's ramping up its strikes against the other major car makers, GM and Stellantis. On Friday, workers at nearly 40 additional GM and Stellantis plants joined the picket lines.
Today, the group that owns PNC Arena is expected to move forward with plans to upgrade the experience for fans attending games and events at the arena. The Centennial Authority will meet today to vote on the enhancement design contract for the arena with architecture firm Ratio. This is part of a $300 million renovation project for the Raleigh Arena and the surrounding area. Officials say the design process is still in the early stages, so the exact plans for fan upgrades have not been fully developed. Earlier this year, the board signed a lease extension that will keep the Carolina Hurricanes at PNC Arena through 2044.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot is the 4th biggest in game history. It's now an estimated $785 million after another drawing Saturday night happened without a grand prize winner. It's the 2nd largest prize this year after a player in California won a jackpot of more than $1 billion in July. If you win tonight's drawing, your take-home cash value would be about $367 million. You can watch the drawing live right here on WRL before our 11 p.m. news.
Tragedy in Florida after 6 people were killed after their SUV they were in was hit by a freight train.
They were on the way to celebrate a birthday, and now the family, unfortunately, is grieving.
Coming up, what investigators say could have prevented the accident.
And it's important time for apple farmers in our state. We'll tell you how orchards are doing after crops were affected by late freezes this spring, Amy.
A warmer day today. Temperatures will stay in the low 80s, but this weak cold front eventually will drop our temperatures. I'll show you when our highs will stay in the lower 70s coming up.
Thirteen, the time right now, like a postcard right there. Zebulon, good morning to you as we take this live look. And you watch WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Elsewhere, not as picture perfect. We have some clouds behind me from Dix Park View of downtown Raleigh, and Amy Wilmoth in WRL Severe Weather Center with that look right now in Durham. Clouds over the Bull City.
That's right. We don't have any rain showing up on the radar, but we do have some dark clouds across parts of the viewing area in and around the triangle. We're seeing some of these dark clouds in Durham. Again, no rain, but we do have some clouds, and we'll keep the clouds around through a good part of the day today and throughout the day tomorrow as well. It's mostly cloudy in Roxboro, 61 degrees. We have seen some sunshine in Fayetteville, a little bit brighter there in Cumberland County, 68 degrees. It's 66 in Goldsboro and 65 in Clinton. We do have a little bit of fog showing up on some of our cameras. I've seen some improvements here in Goldsboro. Now the map indicating that as well. Visibility at 3/4 of a mile. So things are looking better in Goldsboro. Less than 1/4 of a mile visibility here in Clinton. So we have seen some thicker fog developing down here in Sampson County this morning. Those are the only spots that we've seen fog, at least so far. We do have a weak cold front that's made its way through the area. The drier, cooler temperatures are lagging well behind the front. We won't start to feel the difference in temperatures until tomorrow. And then the drier air won't get here until Wednesday. Still a little bit muggy throughout the day today and tomorrow as well. We'll call it mostly cloudy today. We'll have a little bit of sun, but overall more clouds and sun, I think, throughout the day today. A couple of sprinkles possible in our northern counties, but most of us stay dry. Tomorrow morning, we're waking up to some clouds, maybe some sprinkles or light showers here in southern Virginia, but most of us stay dry tomorrow too, just a 20% chance for rain. But you will notice it's a pretty gray look to the day tomorrow. And again, tomorrow it'll be cooler with temperatures in the 70s. Exercising outdoors today, not bad, but it is going to be pretty warm this afternoon, a little bit muggy as well. We'll get up to about 83 degrees this afternoon. If you're going to do some exercise outdoors this evening, temperatures will fall back down into the mid-70s by 7 o'clock, but still warm out there today. A pretty big range in the temperatures. We could get into the upper 80s down here in Fayetteville, low 80s around the triangle, perhaps staying in the upper 70s in our northern communities today, feeling a little bit better up to the north. 80 is the normal high. We'll be a little bit above that number today, and then we go down below normal by Tuesday, 76. Low 70s for highs on Wednesday. That comes with some of the drier air, the lower humidity values. Wednesday will be pretty nice. And then Thursday and Friday, temperatures are back into the mid-70s. It looks like above normal temperatures will be back with us next week. This is October 3rd through October 9th, so we'll see the pattern change a little bit next week. Most of this week, temperatures below normal. And then the first week of October, it looks like those temperatures starting to go back up. 83 today, that's the warmest day in the 7-day forecast. High temperatures back into the 70s. Overall, a pretty quiet weather forecast for the next 7 days, too. Brian?
It is 8:16 right now, and we're still watching those delays on the southbound side of 885 in Durham. I just checked with our partners at Waze. We're not getting any reports of any crashes out there. And as we take a look at the latest live update, it looks like those delays have eased up quite a bit. Now seeing a 4-minute delay as you head around that 147 interchange. And on the northbound side, that also has improved quite a bit, now seeing just a 1-minute slowdown overall. Still have that crash at Glenwood Avenue at Brownlee Drive on the northwest side of Raleigh, and we're still seeing some westbound or outbound delays heading away from Pinecrest Road back toward the 540 interchange. Still have crews on the scene of that crash at I-40 westbound around the US 1 interchange between Raleigh and Cary. A little bit of brake tapping showing up on the sensors in that area, but overall not seeing any big problems. Also a report of a crash on Capitol at Durant there on the north side of Raleigh just before you get to the 540 interchange. It's a minor crash, and so far we haven't seen any big backups. Looks like they're making some progress getting this crash cleared in Garner on the ramp from 70 Business westbound onto I-40 westbound. Still seeing some red showing up there, and you may still see some activity on the side of the road, but things appear to be improving.
All right, thank you, Brian. Cary police are looking to make arrests after at least four business break-ins on Cary Parkway. The break-ins happened early Sunday morning at Chinese number one restaurant, Sweet Tea Boba, a Subway sandwich shop, and the Bliss gas station. At Chinese number one, the door was broken, but no cash was taken. At nearby Sweet Tea Boba, the entire cash register was stolen, and doors were also broken and cash taken from Subway and the Bliss gas station. The owner of Chinese number one told us that this is the second time her restaurant has been robbed in the past 2 years.
Business is not easy, though. We tried our best to survive, to keep it going. I don't know. It's like it's scary.
Yeah, it is scary indeed. Police say this weekend's break-ins are likely connected, but they're still investigating.
An investigation is underway in Plant City, Florida, after six people died, including three children. This was after their SUV was hit by a freight train. There were seven people in all on their way to a birthday celebration when their SUV crossed the railroad tracks and was hit by that train. Five people died at the scene. The driver of the SUV died overnight at the hospital. A seventh person remains in critical condition. Investigators say the crossing does have a stop sign up, but no crossing arms, flashing lights, or bells.
People in Beaufort County are working to clean up after flooding caused by Tropical Storm Ophelia. Storm surge of up to 8 feet slammed the county during the storm. That left homes and businesses flooded in communities including Washington, Chocowinity, and Bellhaven. The county's emergency services director says they consider themselves blessed there wasn't more damage, and they're using the experience to prepare for the next storm.
We really value the opportunity of learning from the incidents that we participate in, the mistakes, good and bad, that might happen. So we've already lined up meetings throughout the weeks with various groups in our community to say, okay, what went well, what didn't go well, what can we do?
Some restaurants that were damaged by the storm were already back open for business yesterday afternoon.
People who get government help like SNAP benefits will soon be able to have more options to purchase food. Uber Eats is taking steps to make sure people have access to fresh groceries. The company announced it will allow customers to use food stamps for food orders beginning next year. Uber says it is making the change as a way to reduce barriers to fresh groceries for those who are most vulnerable. The company also announced it will also begin accepting flexible spending account cards and flex cards that are issued through managed Medicaid and Medicare Advantage.
For the first time in more than 3 years, student loan payments are due in October. For the next 12 months, borrowers will be able to skip payments without facing consequences. The Biden administration is providing what it's called an on-ramp period until September 30th, 2024. During that time, a borrower won't be reported as being in default to the national credit rating agencies, which can damage a person's credit score. Interest will still accrue. For more information, you can check out the U.S. Department of Education's website.
It's a historic move for NASA. A capsule containing precious asteroid samples is back on Earth now for the very first time. Touchdown was confirmed Sunday in the Utah desert. This asteroid is estimated to have formed in the first 10 million years of the solar system's existence. Its samples could help scientists unlock secrets about the universe and how it all came to be.
Well, the Super Bowl just got a whole lot smoother. R&B icon Usher will be hitting the stage for the halftime show. The artist will take the stage in Las Vegas. Usher called it the honor of a lifetime and a moment to cross off his bucket list. Super Bowl 58 is set for Sunday, February 11th of next year.
And starting next year, movies and TV shows on Amazon Prime will have ads. Users can skip the ads for $2.99 a month. Live events like sports already have advertising. The tiers will begin early next year, and Amazon also says it won't charge the price of Amazon Prime membership next year.
Today is the holiest day of the year in the Jewish calendar. Yom Kippur started at sundown last night and goes through sundown today. Jews around the world will pray for a good year and fast for 25 hours as a form of atonement and repentance. Apple farmers in Western North Carolina say the next couple months will make or break their orchards. Agritourism brings in about $90 million to Henderson County's economy every year, so it's no wonder area farmers have long cashed in on fall traditions. By themselves, apples account for $30 to $35 million of Henderson County's income. Some of this year's crop was damaged by late freezes, leading to lighter harvests.
From March the 1st to about the middle of April that were below 32 degrees. And that's just not the kind of weather we need during the time when they're blooming and setting fruit.
Henderson County has about 30 farm stands and orchards. Luckily, more people are moving to the region, and growers say their agritourism business is what's called Apple Alley. It's already good this season.
Today's your last chance to visit the Wilson County Fair this year. The festivities were paused on Saturday because of Tropical Storm Ophelia. An additional day was added today to make up for that rain date.
Well, Monopoly is pairing up with Costco for a new board game. The new game keeps some old Monopoly features like an oversized game board, dice, and a banker's tray, but has Costco signatures like diecast tokens, Costco warehouse hotels, and 32 food court table houses. The board artwork was made by a Costco super fan. You can buy the game at Costco stores or online. It's about $45. $45 well spent. I love Costco.
So do I. Big fan. Can you come away with one of those rotisserie chickens with
Maybe.
The game?
Maybe. Or know? A hot dog. The $1 hot dog, right?
Former NHL player Nick Kurdelis is dead after a motorcycle crash over the weekend. We'll tell you what investigators say led up to that accident.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Monday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Shaping up to be a beautiful day. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. A little cool this morning, but it's going to warm up.
It will. It'll warm up into the 80s this afternoon. Comfortable outside right now. 68 in Durham. Look at that. The sun's starting to shine on the DVAP there. 68 in Fayetteville. A mix of sun and clouds. 68 in Raleigh. Starting to see a little bit of a brightening of the sky there as well. Still have a little bit of fog down here in Sampson County. Visibility under a quarter of a mile in Clinton. We have seen a little bit of that fog on our cameras. Temperatures will be pretty nice today. It'll be a little bit above normal, similar to what we had yesterday. Our high temperature this afternoon gets up to 83 degrees.
Here at 8:27, we are watching traffic around the triangle right now, and the good news is that for the most part, our major routes are in good shape. We do have a couple of crashes that we're still tracking with some slowdowns on the northwest side of Raleigh, Glenwood Avenue at Brownlee Drive. On that westbound side, look out for some backups heading away from Lynn Road back toward Westgate Road and Lumley Road. And on the north side of Raleigh, we have a minor crash reported on Capitol Boulevard at Durant Road, a little bit of a backup there on the southbound side, and a crash on Falls of Neuse Road just north of Durant Road.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Today, we'll find out when Medicaid will expand to hundreds of thousands more North Carolinians. Governor Cooper and DHHS Secretary Cody Kinsley will announce the launch at 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Executive Mansion. And Cary police are looking to make arrests after at least four business break-ins on Cary Parkway. The break-ins happened early Sunday morning at Chinese number one restaurant, Sweet Tea Boba, a Subway sandwich shop, and the Bliss gas station. Next on Fox 50, repairs to a water main break could affect people's morning commute in Raleigh. And next on Today, all about Steeler Nation's terrible towel.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a nice start to the day today. Temperatures still in the upper 60s. It's warming into the low 80s later on this afternoon. I'll show you what a cold front does to our temperatures later this week coming up.
And tens and thousands of North Carolinians will soon have better access to health care. Just ahead, I'm explaining the latest announcement coming from Governor Cooper today on the rollout of Medicaid expansion.
Also, after days of negotiations, the Writers Guild of America and the labor group representing studios and streamers have reached a tentative deal. We'll explain what still needs to happen for writers so that they can return to work. could be as early as tomorrow. Wouldn't that be great?
Getting fingers crossed.
TV shows back.
I know.
We're here on the job for you. No worries. 8:30 on your Monday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, if you look behind us, Raleigh, Dix Park, beautiful blue sky, some clouds in the area, but a nice Monday morning. And then you look over at Clinton, and it's a completely different story. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth with a look there. I mean, you can't even see in the distance.
Right? We have a little bit of fog here in Sampson County. A live look at Clinton, and you can see the low clouds and the fog here. This is the only spot that I've seen it on our cameras recently. Earlier, we had a little bit of fog in Goldsboro in Wayne County. Things have improved there with visibility back up to a mile, but under a quarter of a mile visibility in Clinton. So some thick fog here in Sampson County, reducing the visibilities out there this morning. Temperatures are in the 60s still, 68 degrees around the Triangle and in Fayetteville. It's 61 in Roxboro, 65 degrees in Clinton, where we're seeing some of that fog. Out and about today, temperatures are going to be similar to yesterday. The normal's 80. We'll get up to about 83 this afternoon. At lunchtime, temperatures are in the mid-70s. If you want to get outside after work this evening, temperatures will be comfortable, falling back down into the low 70s by 8 o'clock. So overall, pretty nice day today. It will be on the warmer side. Tomorrow, temperatures will be a little bit cooler. We'll wake up to temperatures in the low 60s and then 76 for the high. A lot of clouds around tomorrow, though. A lot of clouds around Wednesday, too, and even cooler with temperatures staying in the lower 70s.
All right. Thank you, Amy. More options for health care are on the way for hundreds of thousands of people across North Carolina. Today, we'll find out when Medicaid will expand. It comes just days after lawmakers agreed and approved the new budget. WRAL's Laura Levine explains what we can expect from Governor Cooper this afternoon.
Medicaid expansion would have launched October 1st if we wouldn't have had those long negotiations over the budget this summer. Today, Governor Cooper will join the Department of Health and Human Services to announce when Medicaid expansion will be launched here for North Carolinians. On Friday, he did share that he will allow the budget to become law without his signature, opening up the doorways for Medicaid expansion for more than 600,000 North Carolinians. More than 200,000 of them are right here in Wake County alone. I spoke with Commissioner Matt Calabria earlier this summer when the county had to add more positions to prepare for the influx of applications.
The bottom line is that access to health care is critical. We know it has a ton of benefits. It realizes savings in other areas. It allows health care providers to make ends meet. It creates a healthier workforce and even saves lives in the long run.
So Governor Cooper will announce when the Medicaid expansion will launch today at 1 p.m. at the North Carolina Executive Mansion. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Hollywood's writers could return to the job by tomorrow. The Writers Guild of America has reached a tentative deal with studios that would end their months-long strike. This three-year agreement comes after several consecutive days of negotiations to end the 146-day strike. The Guild says the strike is not officially over yet, but picketing will end immediately. The union's members still need to ratify the contract. If that happens, the WGA says members might be returning to work on Tuesday, tomorrow. Experts say there are still some roadblocks to overcome before your favorite shows return to production, though, including the ongoing actor strike.
Raleigh police are investigating an assault after the victim showed up at a Sheetz convenience store. This was the scene last night at the Sheetz on East Millbrook and Green Roads. Police say they're trying to get more information about what happened. It's unclear exactly where the assault may have happened. Our crews on scene saw responders loading a person into an ambulance. As of right now, there's no word on that person's condition.
A road is closed in North Raleigh after a water main break. This is Durant Road, near Sharpstone Lane. Crews have repaired that water main break, but now the roads need to be repaved.
Today, work begins in a process that could dramatically change who represents you in the North Carolina General Assembly and on Capitol Hill. State lawmakers will begin drawing new congressional and legislative maps. Now, you'll want to pay attention to this because those maps divide up our state into different regions and determine where your vote counts. This process has been a hot topic with debate over how these maps are drawn, making it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Lawmakers have scheduled three community meetings this week to hear from the public. They're in Elizabeth City today, Hickory on Tuesday, and Raleigh on Wednesday. Anyone who wants to speak must sign up online ahead of time. You can find links in our story on WRAL.com for more details.
Today we'll get the next step toward adding more affordable housing in Durham. The County Board of Commissioners will vote on how to use $3.5 million in funding from the American Rescue Plan Act for new development. It's a joint effort between the city and the county, and it's in addition to a $20 million joint investment made by the city and county to new support for affordable housing units. Now, today's meeting is happening at 5 p.m.
The deadline to avoid a government shutdown is now less than a week away. You're looking live at Capitol Hill this morning, where House Republican leadership worked through the weekend to try and find common ground. The shutdown would go into effect when the clock strikes midnight on Saturday. House Republicans control the process of funding the government, but they're divided on how to move forward. Conservative hardliners are pushing for deeper cuts, and they're not backing down.
Dysfunctional Washington cannot continue. That's why folks like me, we're sticking to our guns, and all of a sudden we're the bad guys because we want to balance our budget.
Funding the government is one of those basic responsibilities of Congress. And it's time for the Republicans to start doing the job America elected them to do.
If there is a shutdown, federal employees will not be paid. Food safety programs would be affected, and thousands of kids would lose access to government pre-K programs. Social security checks and mail delivery would not be affected.
The group that owns PNC Arena is expected to move forward today with plans to upgrade the experience for fans attending those games and events at the arena. The Centennial Authority will meet today to vote on the enhancement design contracts for the arena with architecture firm Ratio. It's part of a $300 million renovation project for the arena and surrounding area. Officials say the design process is in its early stages, so the exact plans for fan upgrades haven't been fully developed. Earlier this year, the board signed a lease extension that'll keep Carolina Hurricanes at PNC Arena for the next 20 years.
Breaking in the WRAL Live Center, film star Sophia Loren had emergency surgery after a fall in her home in Geneva. This is according to her spokesperson this morning. The spokesperson went on to say the operation went well and the actress is now getting rest. Italian media reports say she had an accidental fall in her home and broke her hip. The actress is 89 years old and one of the most enduring movie divas of all time.
All right, thanks, Renee. Starting today, you can order more free at-home COVID-19 tests from the federal government. The Biden administration announced the relaunch of the program last week. The first time around, they sent out more than 755 million tests to homes across the nation. They've decided to offer more tests as medical experts predict another spike in COVID cases. You can request four free tests by visiting covidtests.gov. They'll start shipping them out next week. The administration says some of them may appear to be expired, but the FDA has extended those expiration dates.
Coming up on 20 minutes before 9, and people in a Florida neighborhood are on edge after a massive alligator was found carrying a woman's body in its mouth. Straight ahead, what we have learned about who that woman was.
And this is a live look over Apex this morning. Beautiful start to your Monday. It's going to be a dry, cool week. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth has your 7-day forecast next. Welcome back on your Monday morning as we enter our last full week of September. I cannot believe it. This is a live look over Lewisburg. Looking pretty this morning. That's going to be what it's going to be like for a majority of the day and also the week. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth with a nice look over Lake Gaston. Nice boat day.
A nice, serene look at the lake here. This view is Lake Gaston. It comes to you from the Point Restaurant. A good boat day. It's like just glass here on the lake. A nice start to the day. Temperatures are in the 60s. We do have some clouds, a little bit of fog, and a couple of spots as well. We have some sunshine in Fayetteville, 68 degrees. It's 66 in Sanford. We've had some fog in Clinton and in Goldsboro, where temperatures are in the mid-60s this morning. Checking out the visibility map. Visibility down to a mile in Goldsboro, so we've had some improvements. Previously, it was down to about a quarter of a mile. Under a quarter of a mile visibility here in Clinton. That's where we have some patchy fog across parts of Sampson County. We will have some clouds around throughout the day today. We'll see a few peaks of sun, and we've seen that on our cameras, but we'll have a lot of clouds around as well. A couple of spotty sprinkles in the northern part of the viewing area late this evening, but most of you will stay dry. Tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning, waking up to some clouds, maybe a few sprinkles in our northern counties in southern Virginia, but most of us will stay dry, but we will keep the clouds clouds around throughout a good part of the day tomorrow, and temperatures will be a little bit cooler with highs in the 70s tomorrow. Today, it's going to be pretty warm. Our high temperature will get up to 83 degrees under partly to mostly cloudy skies, so temperatures a little bit above normal across the area throughout the day today. Overnight tonight, temperatures will cool into the upper 50s and low to mid 60s, so pretty comfortable overnight tonight. And then tomorrow, temperatures will be in the 70s for most of us, 70 for the high in Roxborough, 76 in Raleigh, 80 for the high temperature in Fayetteville. So still a little bit warm down here in our southern counties, but temperatures will continue to drop as we head into Wednesday. A big picture look at the tropics. We have a 10% chance of development with this system in the southern Gulf of Mexico. Not really too worried about this system. We also have Tropical Storm Philippe. I'll show you the track for that storm in just a moment. A storm in the wake of that could develop an 80% chance of another system developing off the coast of Africa, but the models show that staying out to sea as well. Here's a look at Tropical Storm Philippe. Winds are at 50 miles per hour. It's in the south central Atlantic, and it'll stay in the middle of the ocean for the next several days, and I think it won't impact the United States. The model plots, if you see it, moves to the west, eventually curving to the north, and then a lot of them taking it back out to sea to the north and east. So no tropical systems imminent for the United States for the time being, which is obviously good news. 83 for the high today, still a little bit warm out there, a little bit humid as well. 76 tomorrow, the humidity is still up, but the dew points will drop and the temperature continues to drop Wednesday with high temperatures in the low 70s by then.
Thanks, Amy. A warning about this next story. It contains a picture that is disturbing and racist. A viewer sent us a photo that was taken by a friend of hers who works at the Smithfield Walmart. This picture shows a crude drawing of a monkey and includes a written racial slur. A Walmart employee saw it hanging in one of the common areas of the store and believes a co-worker is behind it. WRL contacted Walmart to ask about this, and the company's global communications director replied with a statement that reads, quote, "We don't tolerate discrimination of any kind. We take allegations like this seriously and are looking into it. We'll continue to follow this and report to you with any developments."
An investigation is underway in Halifax County after a shooting on the dance floor leaves a man dead and a woman hurt. It happened at San Lucas Mexican Kitchen in Littleton early Sunday morning. Authorities tell us the restaurant was hosting a DJ night when the shooting happened. We're told the woman is expected to recover. Authorities have not said what led to that shooting. As of this morning, there have not been any arrests.
The second Republican presidential primary debate is just days away, and former President Donald Trump will be absent again. Trump skipped the first debate last month. During an appearance on Fox News Sunday, the RNC chairwoman, Ron McDaniel, says that not only does she want him to attend a debate, the other candidates would like to see him there, too. But as far as what viewers can expect at Wednesday's debate, she says it'll be more of what they saw at the first in Milwaukee. As for Trump's plans for that night, he'll be traveling to Detroit, where he'll be addressing the striking UAW auto workers.
New national polling numbers show voters have major concerns about both President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump ahead of this year's election. The poll finds that nearly three quarters of voters are worried about Biden's age and mental fitness, and more than half of them say they're dissatisfied with his overall job performance. On the other side of the ballot, Americans also express concerns for Trump. Two-thirds highlighted his criminal and civil trials.
An unusual investigation is underway after a woman was found dead inside an alligator's mouth. This happened in the Tampa area. Authorities say a man witnessed the gator carrying the body when he was out for his walk. Officials identified the remains as 41-year-old Sabrina Peckham over the weekend. It is still unclear if Peckham was killed by the alligator or if she had died earlier. People in the neighborhood say they're now afraid, especially since a lot of kids walk to and from school along the same path.
That's really scary. Well, dozens of North Carolina families are pushing the federal government to take drastic steps to address the epidemic of fentanyl deaths nationwide. They joined hundreds of others from around the country who marched and rallied outside the White House yesterday. The event was organized by Lost Voices of Fentanyl. Many of those rallying lost a loved one to the drug. Jane Coates, whose son died of a fentanyl overdose last year, worked to raise awareness from home.
Because when you've lost a child, you don't want it to be in vain. You want people to know, you want the public to know that this is happening all over the United States.
Data from the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services says last year, at least 11 North Carolinians died each day from a drug overdose in 2022.
New this morning, we've learned former NHL player Nick Kurdelis has died after a motorcycle crash over the weekend. Nashville police say Kurdelis' motorcycle hit an SUV Saturday morning. According to a preliminary investigation, Kurdelis drove through a stop sign. He was taken to Vanderbilt University Medical Center, where he later died. Kurdelis was 29 years old. The owner of the SUV stayed on the scene, and police say neither drivers were impaired. No charges are expected to be filed.
People walked to support suicide prevention this weekend. The Central Carolina Out of the Darkness Community walk aims to both raise awareness and also money for the cause. It was held in Fuquay Arena on Sunday. Money people donate goes toward research, education, and advocacy to those impacted by suicide. One of the organizers says this is about more than just the donations.
This event not only raises money, but also helps reduce stigma. There in North Carolina, we have seen our rates over the past couple of years for suicide increase, especially with our younger populations, young adults, teens, and even our other adults, aging adults. So it's very important that we bring communities together to bring awareness and to be able to bring intervention programs to our communities.
And the event wrapped up as people finished walking the route in Fleming Loop Park.
Candidates in Wake County's municipal election will take part in a forum tonight in Cary. 10 candidates will participate in the forum hosted by the Western Wake Republican Club. The forum and dinner get started at 6 tonight at Sophie's Grill and Bar in Cary. Three games into the season, three losses now for the Carolina Panthers. Quarterback Andy Dalton had some success filling in for injured rookie QB Bryce Young yesterday against Seattle. He threw for two touchdowns, but in the end, the Seahawks were too much for the Panthers, pulling away for a 37-27 win. Panthers will be back at it again, looking for their first win Sunday. They play the Minnesota Vikings, who, by the way, are also winless.
Western North Carolina is being covered by acorns as fall arrives. According to the folklore, a large number of acorns in the fall means a severe winter weather season is on the way. Chestnut oaks are dropping thousands of acorns on decks and driveways in the Asheville area. Ecologists say research doesn't show a correlation between the number of acorns and the severity of winter. What it does mean is that local wildlife will enjoy a feast this fall.
A lot of important game species, turkey, grouse, deer, bear, squirrels, eat acorns. And of course, that's important to hunters and to the population size of those game species.
Yes, squirrels rejoice, right? One side effect of growing populations of deer and rodents is an increase in the number of ticks. That means Lyme disease could become more prevalent.
Britney Spears' first film will be back in theaters, and a bunch of Disney favorites team up. Rick Damigella has more in today's Hollywood Minute.
What we have is now. And right now, we have each other.
Britney Spears will be back on the big screen. The pop star's debut film, Crossroads, is returning to movie theaters in celebration of her upcoming memoir. Fans can revisit the teen flick on October 23rd and 25th.
Hello.
Hi.
Saw you looking at me from the street.
A romance develops between neighbors. This is your first look at Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott in the upcoming drama All of Us Strangers, which follows a blossoming relationship between two gay men living in the same London apartment complex. The love story hits theaters on December 22nd.
Oh boy! Come on, Minnie! This is it!
Let's get the gang!
An all-star ensemble of Disney characters team up. The new short film, Once Upon a Studio, will feature a long roster of animated favorites to mark the Disney Animation's 100th anniversary. The short will screen in theaters alongside the upcoming feature, Wish, in November. In Hollywood, I'm Rick Damigella.
Well, after weeks of speculation, we are getting closer to an answer about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's love story. What's going on here? Swift took up her rumored boyfriend's invite to attend the Kansas City Chiefs game against the Chicago Bears yesterday. She sat next to Kelce's mother, Donna, in his suite to cheer him on. And if that wasn't enough, look at this. She was spotted leaving with Kelce after the game. Jeff, I want to know. Everybody wants to know. Are they dating? What's happening?
It sure looked like it. They were off in a convertible together. They're not going to get a minute alone. You know that.
Absolutely not.
I don't even know if she's a football fan, but she played the part well, and she met mom, so it's a step. After months of riding his bike to work, a dad in California was gifted a priceless present, a fully paid off car. Local businesses in Sacramento got together and bought it for Isaac Taylor. He lost his car in an accident, and ever since then, rides to work on his bike to and from every day to care for his six children.
Oh, that's great. I love that. Good for him. Well, before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.